women cannot reach their full potential without a reimagining of care. So says the website of Care Economy Business Council, a group of business leaders who hope to lure more women back to the workforce via more support for child care. The child care shortage wasn't news to 38-year-old Ida Martinez Suarez, a teacher from Spain who became a mother for the first time last July. After taking one semester off, she returned to work and looked for child care.
So it's really complicated to find childcare. There's not a lot of options, and it's pretty expensive.
Fortunately, Ida heard about Many Mothers, which set her up with help from a volunteer who came to her home to help out for 3 hours a week.
He used to be a nurse practitioner, which was awesome because I would ask him way too many questions when he came over. You can do research and you can read things and ask people, but you always, all the time, you have a lot of questions, and he was extremely helpful. And, we would sit in the couch and we would talk, have some, adult conversations, and he would hold Martine, and that gives you a little break.
Antoinette Villamil is the executive director of Many Mothers, which was founded in 1999 to pair new mothers with volunteers.
The goal is to offer hands-on, practical, emotional, and physical support to any family with a baby 0 to 6 months old.
When the volunteer arrives, some mothers take a much-needed hot bath. Some exercise. Others, like Cecilia Romero, use the time to work.
So I typically have a staff meeting. So I'm working. I'm in a meeting while she's with the two of them. But it is nice to not have distractions during those meetings.
Caroline Goldthorpe has lost count of how many mothers she's helped. She says she's a staunch supporter of the mission of Many Mothers.
It does really help with that loneliness, isolation, insecurity that those moms have at the beginning.
The truth is, both societal and family support for new mothers and fathers has been diminishing for many years now. As members of a mobile society, new mothers like Ida Martinez and Cecilia Romero moved to Santa Fe, worked full-time, and had babies. As newcomers, they didn't have a network of friends and family members to help out or guide the way forward. Says Caroline Goldthorpe, these trends reflect our society's changing priorities.
But I think we're so trained to be career people that we've left out mothering altogether. But it wouldn't hurt to have a bit of training, at least when we're pregnant and we know we're going to be mothers.
Although mothers don't get much training, Many Mothers does train volunteers. It happens after a background check and reference checks. The training, says Villamil, includes both advice and practical skills.
So we train the volunteers to provide that hands-on, non-judgmental support so that the families just feel met wherever they are. The volunteers can be there to hold the baby if mom hasn't slept, to help out around the house, whereas the other home visiting programs, they're not allowed to hold the baby.
Volunteers are encouraged to do only the tasks they're comfortable doing. They also help out with older children, as with Cecilia Romero's firstborn daughter, Amethyst.
But she also will play games with Amethyst, board games. They do a lot of arts and crafts. And recently, they took some leaf cuttings from a plant, and they watched the roots grow, and they just planted it.
Doalee Davy, a physician, has been volunteering for about 3 years now. She says each family is different.
So right now, I'm with a family who had 4 kids, and the fifth, he was just born. And so when I go there, I usually help fold laundry. I hold the baby when the mom is taking a shower or doing other things. And I, watch over the other kids or play with the other kids, cook maybe a meal, that kind of thing.
When the pandemic hit, many mothers stopped sending volunteers into homes. Villamil says she thought the organization would have to shut its doors. Then she realized that other challenges had arisen.
You're not able to find work, rent is due. You've got, young children at home. The amount of stress that parents have been feeling. So, that's always been our goal, is to decrease the amount of stress that the parents feel.
Villamil began writing grants at night after she put her 7-year-old son to bed. Soon many mothers found some money to help struggling families with rent and even car repairs. Villamil also raised money to hire a half-time employee to help people navigate available resources in the area. The group also began a new program to donate food and baby supplies to families with new babies once a month. Anita Castillo runs the volunteer program.
And volunteers will meet us at the distribution site to help unload the food truck and to greet families, direct traffic, help load boxes of food and diapers into families' vehicles.
The day I attended the food distribution, volunteers had packed boxes with fresh milk, carrots and cashews, cheese, bananas, and other healthy goodies, along with diapers and baby supplies. Sarah Cheney, the community outreach coordinator, said she expected about 40 families to stop by and said deliveries would be made to about 10 additional families who lack transportation.
I'm hoping that maybe we find a way to continue going, even if it's on a smaller scale, because we definitely, every time a family picks up, the amount of gratitude we hear is endless, and it shows that it's making a big difference in their lives.
Ida Martinez echoed those sentiments.
Being able to provide that support, you know, even if it's just giving you diapers and wipes once a month, that's extremely helpful, especially, you know, when you're a new mom and diapers are so expensive.
Throughout history, mothers and caregivers have coaxed babies to sleep by singing lullabies. Joalie Davies' daughter and nephew recently wrote a new lullaby for an upcoming album, which Joalie sang, while Caroline says she turns to an old standard in her native England when she's pacing the room with babe in arms.
Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down.
When the sun goes down and the moon gets bright, they do these dance for us every night. And like the oysters close up tight, it's time to close your eyes. It's time to close your eyes.
Kind of the 10 out of 10 would be if baby falls asleep, because that's such a statement of trust from them.
Now that New Mexico is slowly opening up again, Villamil says she intends to start getting mothers together again outside so they can get to know one another. Meanwhile, Anita Castillo says she'd like to see that practice expanded in the future.
Our huge goal is to establish a parenting center here in Santa Fe where we can have resources available for families to just come and have their needs met.
Sometimes dreams do become programs. The New Mexico legislature continues to try to pry open interest from the Land Grant Permanent Fund to support early childhood programs in the state. These are said to lead to higher grades and graduation rates. And the Biden administration supports universal preschool and help with family childcare costs. So perhaps times are changing or beginning to change. For KSFR, I'm Deborah Beagle.